Before we start, I want to tell you one thing, that one of the persons that are mentioned in the Megillah, the Gemara says that someone has to drink in Purim till he will mix between Baruch Haman and Aru Mordechai. Yes, I will say. And I tried to think many times why we, even when we are drunk, we come to such a level that we shall bliss Haman. And I'm very afraid to tell you that I start to respect Haman so much that even I am not drunk at all, I think that we have to bless him. I identified with what Haman said in every word. We shall start to read. Yes? ויאמר המן למלך אחשוורוש, ישנו עם אחד מפוזר ומפורד בין העמים בכל מדינות מלכותיך. There is one nation splitted and spreaded all over the world, and they are still a one nation. You even have here in your life such a great compliment. You know what it's written here? Haman claims that we are the only nation in the world, that we are splitted all over the world, and we are still a one nation. I want to tell you that in history, that point, to be a one nation that is splitted all over the world, never happened, and it was impossible. I'll give you an example. You know, where the countries that people that speaks English? Yes, in England people talk English, in America, in the States, in Australia, in other places. Why all the places speak English? Because in the original, they all came from the same origin, yes? All came from England. I want to ask you, a person that lives today in the USA feel himself like someone from England?
No.
No, not at all. Yes? Someone that lives in the USA feel himself as a part of the people that live in South Africa, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Canada? No. Yes? They came from the same region. But after not a long time, 200 years, they feel absolutely separate nations. By the Jewish nation, people are splitted, talking in different languages, had different culture. And there are groups of the Jewish nations that didn't meet each other for more than 2,000 years. And they feel still one nation. And who testified it? Haman! Yeshno am echad. We are one nation. Mefuzar uveforad ben kol ha'amim. Wonderful, no? Such a compliment. Let's continue. Vedateheim shanot mikol am. Oh, Haman, halevai you was right. Halevai The Jews in America will not celebrate the Super Bowl. Halevai, they will not celebrate the Thanksgiving. Halevai, they will have the vacation in Hanukkah and not end. Halevai! Halevai, they will be separate from all the nations. That is our compliment. Vedatei ha-melech enam osim. Ve-la-melech ein shoveh la-anicham. You know what means la-melech ein shoveh la-anicham? I will tell you what it means. Haman claimed, you know, the Jewish nations, they only sit and learn Torah. They do nothing else. All what they do is to learn Torah. They don't go to universities. They don't have a degree. So they donate nothing to the economy of their countries. Ah, Haman, halevai, you were right. So he is one of the persons that are very strongly identified with him. Everything he said is absolutely correct, absolutely right, and absolutely compliment. But I want to understand it a little bit deeper. We call the party of Purim, we call it Purim. Why we call it Purim? The Megillah says, Al Shem HaPur. So if we should ask someone why to call Purim Purim of Shem HaPur, you should say, you know what? It's happened. It happened to be that way. You call the Purim of the name of the Pur of the Goral. But if we shall read deep in the Megillah, we shall see it's more important. It's deeper. The Megillah, towards the end, describe after the miracles of Purim, after all the battles and the fastings, all that was a long process till Purim received the character that we know today, that we celebrate Purim in the way we do it today. It takes a long time. It doesn't happen immediately. So we shall read the process. והיהודים ושאר היהודים אשר במדינות המלך נקהלו ועמוד על נפשם ונוח מאויביהם והרוג בשונאיהם 5 ו-70 ובביזה לא שלחו את ידם. ביום 13 לחודש אדר ונוח ב-14 בו ועשה אותו יום משתה ושמחה. והיהודים אשר בשושן נקהלו ב-13 בו וב-10 בו וב-14 בו ונוח ב-15 בו ועשה אותו יום משתה ושמחה. על כן, therefore, היהודים הפרזים היושבים בערי הפרזות עושים את יום 14 לחודש אדר שמחה ומשתה ויום טוב ומשלוח מנות איש לרעהו. So here we speak about the first step or the first generation, the first time that people celebrate Purim, and it's happened, people celebrated spontaneously. They didn't have instructions, they didn't have rules. The people that lives in the open cities understand that they happened to them a miracle and they celebrate Yom Yudalet. ויכתוב מרדכי את הדברים האלה, and then Mordechai write a letter, וישלח ספרים אל כל היהודים, לקיים עליהם, להיות עושים את יום 14 לחודש אדר, ואת יום 15 בו כחודש, וכו' וכו' וכו'. Yes. וקיבל היהודים, and the Jews accepted, את אשר החלו לעשות. They began to keep Purim spontaneously, yes? But now they accept it as an obligation, a complete obligation. Why? Ki, listen, ki, Haman ben Hamdata ha-Agagi tzorer kol ha-Yehudim chashav al ha-Yehudim le-Abdam vehipil pur hu ha-Goral lehumam ulabdam. ובבואה לפני המלך אמר, אם הספר ישוב מחשבתו הרעה אשר חשב על היהודים על ראשו ותלו אותו ואת בניו על העץ. I hope you understand the words. If not, you have troubles in Purim. But I will not lay off it too much, so I translate it a little bit. That's mean the Jews accept the Purim. Why? Because it was a terrible danger. What's a terrible danger? Haman want to kill the Jews. Wow. Terrible. But not that only. He make a pur. He make a lottery. Terrible, no? He make a lottery. Imagine today the United States and Israel sit together and think, if Iran has a nuclear bomb, has no nuclear bomb, if it's danger, it's not danger, you have to attack them, and then someone from the CIA will come and say, listen, Ahmadjan, make a lottery to decide when he will make the nuclear bomb. Oh, that is terrible! He make a lottery! That's what seems here, that was written. He make a lottery, terrible. When you play lottery, it's a terrible. But when Haman played lottery, it's nothing. Al ken, and if you don't understand, if you misunderstand, so the Megillah explain again. Yes, here we talk to drunk people, so Megillah explain it deeper and deeper. Al ken, therefore, kar'u layamim ha'ele purim. And if you still don't understand, al shem ha'pur. You understand what's meaning? What's happened? People, Jews, after the first time, the second time that Purim happened, they celebrate the days. But they will not celebrate it forever. But then Mordechai tells them, listen, you know what's a tremendous miracle happened here? There was a lottery. Wow! And then when it was a lottery, oh, that we have to celebrate it forever. You have to understand it. What is written here? What's that meaning? So before that, I will explain another sentence. על כה ובבואה לפני המלך אמר אם הספר ישוב מחשבתו הרעה. If we shall go back to the Megillah, then we shall see a very interesting point. Esther, after the story with the second Mishte, Haman was hanged, and Mordechai received the house of Haman, and Lechora, everything is fine. But we are still in troubles. Remember, the letters that Haman sent to the all over the world to destroy the Jewish nation is still exist. And if we remember what we read in Paris, a letter from the king, nothing can cancel it. So the commands still exist. So ותוסף אסתר ותדבר לפני המלך ותיפול לפני רגליו ותף ותתחנן להעביר את רעת המן. So she said, okay, listen, we killed Haman, everything is nice, but now we have to take back the letters that Haman sent all over the world to kill the Jews, yes? And then ויום המלך אחשוורוש לאסתר המלכה ולמוכרי היהודי, הנה בית המן נתתי לאסתר ואותו תלו על העץ על אשר שלח, ואתה כתבו על היהודים כתוב ביניכם בשם המלך, וחיתמו בטבעת המלך ככתב אשר נכתב בשם המלך, ונחתום בטבעת המלך אין להשיב. What's happening? אחשוורוש, you have to read it after that in the psukim, it's very מדויק. אחשוורוש, there is a rule in Paras. Nothing can cancel the command of the king. If the king write a letter, nothing in world can cancel it. So I want to ask you, some of you will be one day lawyers, yes? What you will do with such a rule that you have a point in the constitution that nothing in the world can change it? So what we do when we want to change it?
You make a decree that would adjust the parameters of the that decree of what was.
You make what?
You make a new ruling that would.
But you can do it.
It would change the restrictions of the previous decree.
What's mean?
So, for instance, in the Syria Purim, that all the nations of the world would fight out against the Jews could fight back.
That's mean. What mean, another word? Because you can't change the rule, so what the lawyers do? A new explanation to the rule. They explain it that way, they explain it that way, they make tricks to bypass the rules. Yes? That's the way. So, but when you are a judge and you sit in court and you receive two letters, one letter is from Haman and the other letter is from Mordechai, one letter says it kills the Jews, the other letter says that the Jews may kill back their enemies, and you're now in troubles. You don't know what to take serious and what to cover. What do you do? I have a friend that learned in university, and there were big arguments between the professor and his assistants, what is the right answer? So I asked him, so what do you do? He said, I'll tell you what I do. I ask who checks the exam. The same thing you do in the law. Let's say the last official man in the end, somewhere in the corner of the Persian Empire, have two letters. He knows that anyway will be complained to the court. So he pick up a phone and ask, who sit now in charge? Who is now the prime minister? And what is the answer? Mordechai. Wow! If Mordechai is a prime minister, so we have to change everything that Mordechai would like. And that is exactly what's happened. They send letters, and all the officers, all the Achashverpanim and Partemim and that, they receive two letters. The letter of Haman from one side, and the letter from Mordechai from the other side, and don't know what to do. So they pick up the phone. Who is in charge now in the court? Mordechai. Okay, now we know what to do. And that what Mordechai explains them. That is the miracle. So he explains them, listen, you think, what the people, the Jews that sit all over the world, and year after Purim, what they thought? They talked together, each other, and said, you know what? We last year were been in a trouble. What the trouble is? Haman want to kill us. And we saved. The goyim attacked us, and we fend ourselves, we killed them back, and everything was okay. Okay, a miracle. Such miracles happen in our Jewish history thousands of times, million times. Oh, every year it's happened. It's not something special. Every year it's happened. Every year we happened. Here was an Iranian attack in Bangkok, and then here's an Iranian attack here, and here the year, and here the year. Every day is an attack. Of course, in the days it happened, we have to thank God, we have to make a praise, but to remember it forever? What is so unique by that? What is so special by that? So then Mordechai explained, listen, here was a different. Here was the letters that you were being killed. And the letters has no way to escape from it. The only way is because the Rebbein Shelem changed everything. He put Haman down, he put Mordechai up, and that will change. That was a special miracle. And that was unique, and that was special by Purim. But now I want to add something to that. That is by logically, to explain logically what is unique, what is special in the Purim miracle. The unique is, it's not only another attack of Goyim. All the Jews were in danger because there was a complete decision and nothing in world can stop it. And then the Rebbein Shelem changed everything, and the books changed, and they understand differently, and that happened, the miracle. That was the unique point. we have to understand that everything that happened here down in this world happened in the same way in heaven. When Haman write the books to destroy all the Jewish people, it was written up, and the decision was accepted in heaven. And when Esther and Mordechai pray and change it, that's its change. That's really what's happened. Now I want to explain you what does the goyro means, what the lottery means. When we make a goyro, when we do make a goyro, in Judaism we have one case, we make a goyro. When the Kohen HaGadol took the two goats in Yom Kippur, and the two goats are equal, absolutely equal, there's no reason in the world why one will go to Azazel and the other will go to Korban. There's no reason in the world. The only reason is the girl. The girl makes decide who will go to Azazel and who will go to Korban. And Chazal tell us that the two Seirim represent Am Yisrael and Esav, Yaakov and Esav. And there's no reason in the world why the Rebbein Shlomo will save Yaakov and not Esav. In our mind, in our understanding, it's happened like a girl. No understanding. But the Rebbein Shlomo always, the girl happened to be that the Rebbein Shlomo will decide Yaakov and not Esav. Goral means when we make a goral. Goral means that in every logic we can understand, it's equal. We can't see any differences. And therefore, we make a goral. We be said to God, eventually, listen, we don't know what to do, so do you do. The way that Bnei Israel are saved from Esav through the Golus, through the generations, is not logical. In logical, there is many, many reasons, there are many, many points in time that we have to be destroyed. And the Rebbein Shlomo continue to keep us in a way that we can't understand it. There's no logic in it. There's no any understanding in it. And therefore we call it Goral. And Chazal telling us that the whole Milchomes that is between Amalek and Israel is due through Goral. When Yeshua says, the Torah says when Yeshua fight against Amalek, Vayachalosh Yoshua. Explain Chazal that what's mean Vachalosh. Chalosh is another word of Goral. So Yoshua choice the people that will fight against Amalek by Goral. He make a Goral between Am Yisrael and the people that are choiced by a Goral. They are the people that fight together with him against Amalek. Esav, Ahamon, Goral. And the Chazal bring another passage that even in the Atid Lavo will be the fight against the Amalek will be a girl. What's it describe? What does it mean, the girl? The girl means that we have to understand that the process, how the Rebbein Shlomo save Am Yisrael, is not nothing we can see any logical process in it. It's a girl. It's something we don't understand. It depends in the Rotzen Hashem in a way we don't understand it. And that is the way we live all our life. All our life is something that in logical ways we can't understand. We explained before the point, the different points that is between Am Yisrael and Umus Ha'olam, that Umus Ha'olam didn't keep a connection. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. You know what a nation is? How a nation is created, you know? I'll tell you. People that live together in one place have the same economy, the same climate, the same problems of life, live together and create a nation. All the nations in the world are created in that way. And therefore, when a group of that nation left and go to another place, the conditions of economy and general life changed, so that's created a new nation. And whole the history is built in that way. The Jewish nation wasn't created in the normal conditions of economy and of living together and of social reasons of life. The Jewish nation are made by the Rebbeinu Shelanam. The breed between the Rebbeinu Shelanam and Am Yisrael, that was created the Jewish nation. And that's the reasons that no any nature situation or nature reason could change it. Therefore, the Jewish nation are connected without the regular situations, the regular conditions of social and political or economic reasons. That was unique by the Am Yisrael. And that's what we celebrate in Purim. We celebrate in Purim the situations that, listen, Haman put a lottery. You know what's mean the lottery? A lottery means that you deserve all. You will all under the danger of destroying. And nothing in the world can change it. Only the lottery itself changed. Without any logical way we can understand it. It's happened. That was celebrated in Purim. We celebrate in Purim that the Hashgoche, the Rebbe Shalom, have at us without any logical process that we can understand. And therefore everything that Haman said was right. And it changed. When Haman said it, he said it as criticized. That Am Yisrael has no place under the world, has no any room in the world. And he's right. Am Yisrael has no place in the world. But the lottery changed. We are not exist from natural, from social, from economic reasons. We exist because the Rebbeinu Shelanam want. That's the only reason we exist. The only way we exist. That was Purim. That is the lottery of Purim. As Rabbi Shem chose us without any reason we can understand. That what happened every day in the Yom Kippur. This one seer go to Azazel, one to Korban. Esav go to Azazel, and we go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we don't understand how and why. Because it's Ratzon Hashem, it's the goal. It's above what we're able to understand. And therefore in Purim, could everybody get in his own personal levels that in a normal day can't get it. It's a day that you close to Rebbeinu Shelanam without any logical limit. That's Purim. It's a girl. It's not understanding. Yes? And therefore in the holy books are written that someone could in Purim get a very high levels in Torah, in Yirat Shamayim, in Tefillah, in many things. Because in the same way that all the year we judge ourselves in illogical ways, what we're able to get, what we're not able to get, how high we are, how clever we are, what is our degree in Avodah, in Torah, and Tefillah. Yes, in Purim, all this question is aside. In Purim, we have the real point of to be connected with the Rebbe Shalom without any logical reason. As the Rebbe Shalom save us in that days when we are the pool, the girl was against us. That means the girl, every logical that we can understand, we are, and we saved because only one reason, because the Rebbe Shalom want. Yes? As in the political way it's happened to change in a very strange way, the same way it's changed in heaven. The same thing, that the schus of Bnei Israel changed the girl, and now the Rebbe Shalom wants them. And that will be exist forever. And that is our hope, and that is our koyach. So we still hope that we shall continue to follow what Haman said, to be Am Echad, Mefuzar Umfurat Ben Amim, Vedatei HaMelech Einam Osim. We should not do what the kings want. We should do what we understand we have to do. And we should live according to our values of life, and not according to another values of life. And Be'ez HaShem, the Rebbe Shalom, will choose us again.